You'll hear an interview with a young film actor called Diana Bainbridge, who has just starred in a science fiction film. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
So, with me on film today, I have Diana Bainbridge, the star of the new movie Galaxy 3000. Diana, can you tell our listeners how you first got into acting?
Well, actually, I discovered very recently that my great-grandmother was on the stage as a young woman, so maybe it's in the genes. But the fact is that I grew up more or less next door to a stage school that used to put on lots of shows, which I went along to as a young kid, and that's what got me hooked. I didn't end up as a pupil there myself, but I did have a great drama teacher, and she certainly helped to fuel my enthusiasm.
So, how did you get your first main film role?
That happened when I was 14. I was doing lots of amateur drama and was beginning to wonder if I'd have any chance of making a career out of it. So I subscribed to Stage, the main magazine for actors and wannabe actors. I applied for all sorts of roles through notices I saw there. I got a few walk-on non-speaking parts, which was fun. But then what happened was that someone who was working for a casting company came to see one of our club's productions, and he thought I'd be just right for the role of the main girl in Space Tour, the film he was working on at the time. The rest is history, as they say.
So how did you find the experience? Was it what you expected?
In many ways, yes. I'd read articles which went on about how film actors spend far more time hanging around the set killing time until they're needed than they do in front of the camera. So that didn't come as a surprise. What struck me was the way the top stars mixed with unknowns like me. They were so welcoming and taught me so much. I thought I'd find it difficult not to be distracted by all the cameras and lights when I was on set, but fortunately that wasn't the case.
Is there anything you find difficult about being a film star?
I do feel very lucky. Of course, journalists take a bit more interest in my private life than I'd really like, though I must admit that doesn't bother me too much. Some reviewers can be very unpleasant, but I don't let it get to me. What keeps me awake some nights is the fact that I've no idea when or even if I'll ever be offered another part. That's very unsettling.
You've just finished Galaxy 3000. How was that?
It was great. I was working with some brilliant people, and I had the opportunity to go to some amazing desert and jungle locations. That was absolutely the best thing for me. I felt so privileged. I had to learn to ride a horse for one scene, and that was pretty cool too.
So, what ambition would you most like to achieve in the future?
That's difficult. I suppose, like most actors, I'd love to get an Oscar, but if I don't, then I'm certainly in very good company. I've had mainly quite serious drama roles, and I sometimes wonder about having a go at comedy. I'm not sure that'd be my thing, though. Eventually, I'd love to try my hand at making a movie. There's a book I simply adore, and I've already got the film version planned in my head.
So, last week you finished shooting Galaxy 3000. What are you planning to do now?
Well, I'd love to just chill out on a beach with my friends, but that's not going to happen, I'm afraid. I've actually arranged to do some courses on theatre skills for kids at a summer camp. Then, in the autumn, I've been invited to perform in a play, and I'll be on stage for the first time since I was at school. So, lots of good things ahead, I hope.
Thank you, Diana.
Now you'll hear part four again.
So, with me on film today, I have Diana Bainbridge, the star of the new movie Galaxy 3000. Diana, can you tell our listeners how you first got into acting?
Well, actually, I discovered very recently that my great-grandmother was on the stage as a young woman, so maybe it's in the genes. But the fact is that I grew up more or less next door to a stage school that used to put on lots of shows, which I went along to as a young kid, and that's what got me hooked. I didn't end up as a pupil there myself, but I did have a great drama teacher, and she certainly helped to fuel my enthusiasm.
So how did you get your first main film role?
That happened when I was 14. I was doing lots of amateur drama and was beginning to wonder if I'd have any chance of making a career out of it. So I subscribed to Stage, the main magazine for actors and wannabe actors. I applied for all sorts of roles through notices I saw there. I got a few walk-on non-speaking parts, which was fun. But then what happened was that someone who was working for a casting company came to see one of our club's productions, and he thought I'd be just right for the role of the main girl in Space Tour, the film he was working on at the time. The rest is history, as they say.
So how did you find the experience? Was it what you expected?
In many ways, yes. I'd read articles which went on about how film actors spend far more time hanging around the set killing time until they're needed than they do in front of the camera. So that didn't come as a surprise. What struck me was the way the top stars mixed with unknowns like me. They were so welcoming and taught me so much. I thought I'd find it difficult not to be distracted by all the cameras and lights when I was on set, but fortunately that wasn't the case.
Is there anything you find difficult about being a film star?
I do feel very lucky. Of course, journalists take a bit more interest in my private life than I'd really like, though I must admit that doesn't bother me too much. Some reviewers can be very unpleasant, but I don't let it get to me. What keeps me awake some nights is the fact that I've no idea when or even if I'll ever be offered another part. That's very unsettling.
You've just finished Galaxy 3000. How was that?
It was great. I was working with some brilliant people, and I had the opportunity to go to some amazing desert and jungle locations. That was absolutely the best thing for me. I felt so privileged. I had to learn to ride a horse for one scene, and that was pretty cool too.
So what ambition would you most like to achieve in the future?
That's difficult. I suppose, like most actors, I'd love to get an Oscar, but if I don't, then I'm certainly in very good company. I've had mainly quite serious drama roles, and I sometimes wonder about having a go at comedy. I'm not sure that'd be my thing, though. Eventually, I'd love to try my hand at making a movie. There's a book I simply adore, and I've already got the film version planned in my head.
So, last week, you finished shooting Galaxy 3000. What are you planning to do now?
Well, I'd love to just chill out on a beach with my friends, but that's not going to happen, I'm afraid. I've actually arranged to do some courses on theatre skills for kids at a summer camp. Then, in the autumn, I've been invited to perform in a play, and I'll be on stage for the first time since I was at school. So, lots of good things ahead, I hope.
Thank you, Diana.
That's the end of part 4.